time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro. Another week is in the books, and here we are. What's going on, everybody? We are rocking and rolling along. We're excited about today's show. We're going to have Methuen's football coach. He's also the new AD, so maybe we'll get a little perspective on what's going on as a whole in the AD world for Methuen. And that's about it. We're excited for that interview, so I'm going to get out of the way. And let's chat on the other side.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here, back at it with repeat guest, Methuen football coach, and athletic director, Tom Ryan. What's going on?
A lot's going on. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me, all that kind of stuff. Glad to be back for a second time.
Yeah, Coach, how does that work on a Friday night? I mean, do you have to stand by your text messages now? And if you get a text from the soccer coach that the bus broke down, or like, how does that work?
a lot of the stuff is during the game is taken care of. You know, there's people that help me for sure. So that part is good. But before and after the game, not so much.
You know? Yeah. 100%. So is this the first athletic season for you as AD?
Well, I kind of stepped in last February. So last spring, I kind of did a lot of the roles. I was basically doing the same thing, but I was just kind of making sure last spring that the season went, you know, smoothly and that the events went out. There's a lot more to being an AD than that. So now I'm doing it all now. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And was that a shift from a past like full-time role within the school system, or do you kind of split time now? Like, how does that all work?
So last spring I was teaching, history teacher for the last 24 years. But so that was hard. You know, I was teaching in the weight room and this and that, and then we had the AD work. And so that was hard, but this year I'm not teaching this year. So now I'm just the AD and football coach, which is also pretty hard. So.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's like nonstop figuring out multiple teams, multiple levels. Let's start there before we get into the fun stuff, being the coach of Methuen football with a nice opening season win. Tell me about, you know, like how Methuen looks overall, like, you know, participation levels. Is it healthy? Able to keep 2-3 programs in each sport kind of thing?
Yeah, for the most part. I think there's a few sports that you know, struggled kind of after COVID, post-COVID with their numbers. So we have some coaches doing some hard work in terms of like running youth camps and, you know, free this day and free that day so that the kids can get exposed to certain sports. But overall, we're in pretty good shape. I know during Matt Curran's tenure, it was the school was in, you know, kind of a high point with sports. And, you know, the question is, how long can we make this last for? So that's kind of my job, my task to kind of keep that rolling, because I know the last several years in many, many sports has been pretty good. So we're going to try to keep the ball rolling there.
Yeah, it really has. And, you know, obviously you work directly with the coaches, particularly the varsity ones. Any new faces, or did the whole fall crew come back?
So the whole fall crew came back. We certainly just hired a new boys basketball coach, Ryan Middlemiss, which he's not really a new face because he was the girls coach.
The girls coach, yeah.
And then in the next couple weeks, we'll be hiring a new girls coach. So that will be, you know, we'll see what happens there. There's a whole process going on there. Still taking interviews. We're still taking resumes and things.
Yeah.
So that's going to conclude hopefully the next couple of weeks. And then, but it's, in terms of the fall, pretty much the whole kid and caboodle. I would say that our girls soccer coach, Kayla Kamara, just had a baby like last week. So her assistant, Roz Funicchiaro, I always mess up his last name.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Roz, he's the soccer guru. He's been stepping in. So she's probably going to be taking most of the season off. She did a lot of the preseason, even though she was 9 months pregnant. But so that's only the slight change we have going on, but a good one.
Yeah, absolutely. Love the fall season. Love when it starts. It's like, I'm sick of summer. It's too hot. Let's go. And you guys started football wise, certainly with a bang, beating Lincoln Sudbury 42-14 to open things up. And that was a team you lost to last year, correct?
Yes. Yes. And that was one of the big blemishes on last season, that whole game, and we didn't play well. And, you know, there was a lot of things going on there. A lot of it is just really excuses for not doing what we should have done. So we talked about that in the preseason. I honestly think that was a huge motivating factor for why we played well the other night. And the kids really, you know, we talked about it a lot. We thought we were going to go over there and just beat out, you know, Lincoln Sudbury, and they kind of like whacked us around and they took it to heart, and we kind of did that to them this year.
Yeah. Two Division I playoff teams going at it right from last year. And, you guys both made it last year. You guys won a game. They were bouncing the first round, but, just, it must be a good, I mean, how are the kids feeling? Because to open like this against a fellow Division I playoff team, it's gotta be good for the confidence.
Yeah, it is. We kind of understand though, it's one game. And we have a lot of, our schedule is brutal. And that is LS. We have moved on from LS. We talked about it at kind of our walkthrough stuff today. And we have a tremendous, tremendous challenge with Marshfield. We're going down to Marshfield, the Division II Super Bowl runner up last year. We've had some unbelievable games against them the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. And they've gone super fast, no huddle. They have so many different challenges they do. The quarterback is 3-year starter, and they have guys all over the place. So we have a tremendous challenge. And so we kind of already somewhat turned the page on Lincoln Sudbury, onto kind of, you know, in terms of the team wise, onto Marshfield.
Yeah, exactly. Got to look forward. And, but I'm going to make you go back because It was a great game with, shockingly, the narrative of an Eason boy doing great things continues with Shane and his 220 yards and 4 touchdowns. How does Shane look this year compared to last?
I mean, he's been good for a long time. I mean, his sophomore year, he had 200 points. It led the state in scoring.
Yeah.
So he's not, and he had like 1,000 yards receiving that year, 1,200 yards rushing. So he's been around a long time. I feel like he's been on the team forever. He played as a freshman. He started in our secondary as a freshman and played a tremendous amount in the backfield. So he is. I got to kind of look at some numbers.
Yeah.
Like the big, like rushing, he might be close to the school record, but scoring's the one that I think he has the biggest state record chance at. Cause I don't know what it is. I got to find it out. Cause he scored 200 in a season. He scored 100 in another. He scored like 50 in his freshman year, and he's already got 24 in the first game. So if he scores another one above 150, I don't know if we're going to, I mean, I haven't done all that math together in my head, but I got to take a look at that. That's the record I think he has the best chance of chasing down, so to speak.
Yeah. Yeah, and how's the QB dynamic working out? You know, it's like, is it Josh Donella took over for Shane's departing, graduating brother, correct?
Yeah, for Drew. So Shane, Josh has been great. He's a little bit different than Drew, for sure. You know, I somebody else asked me like to make a little comparison. I was like, well, Drew was kind of like, you know, a Peyton Manning, where he's at, you know, his reading and accuracy was tremendous. And whereas, you know, Josh Dell is more like a Brett Favre. He's more like a gunslinger, kind of run around and create. And they're different kind of players, and both are good in their own right.
Yeah.
Which I don't really care if you're a Drew Bledsoe. I don't care what you are, as long as you score points. Don't turn the ball over. That's all I care about.
Yeah, the box score reads the same. No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't tell you how they did it, or if they wiggled, or they threw it high or low. It doesn't matter. You get in the box score some way or another. Coach, did you have any question marks coming in, you know, particularly with graduation and things like that, that you kind of felt like game one, you might have, you know, received a few answers?
You know, our line, both of our, I thought the biggest question coming into our season was our defensive line. I thought our offensive line was going to be good. But as we came through the offseason here, it started lifting weights and stuff. It became a little bit more evident that we might be okay. And so the defensive line has really been great. You know, Jaden Rodriguez is... he played for us last year, but he's nowhere near this level. He plays defensive tackle. We kind of interchange tackle, nose tackle kind of players, which is a little bit different from us, actually. We last couple of years, we've had little quick kids. Now, this year, we have kind of bigger kids. But Jaden Rodriguez is one of those. Giorgio Cerfani is one of those. And this kid, Jay Castillo-Vasquez. But another thing, we have like five other kids that are varsity, right? Even more than that. You know, maybe nine kids that are kind of that can play in a varsity game. We've never had that depth at Methuen on the line of scrimmage. So we're kind of happy about that. And that's, we're going to need that on Friday night with Marshfield running the offense they do. So, but that would be the biggest thing. Sort of surprise I've had.
Yeah.
And, you know, quarterback is definitely one of those two. You know, replacing a really good kid. You want a kid that's going to come in, that he's been great too, but the D line has probably been the biggest.
Yeah. And it seems like Donella, he can run a little bit too, if he gets into trouble.
Yeah. He's like I said, a little bit of a, he's got some scoots, his quickness. Like 40 yard dash might not be that good, but his quickness and the looseness is pretty good.
Nice. Not to look ahead of Marshfield. I know you're not, but let's talk Valley. Like what are you thinking? Who's, you know, who looks good? They always look good, all of them, but who's rising above this year? Who's going to be some tough opponents on the schedule in the Valley?
I mean, like the usual ones we have. I mean, North Andover, they're well coached. The word on the street is that Tewksbury is loaded, but they got the biggest line they've had in a long time. And, you know, I guess they have a little bit of depth on their line too, which again, I coached there for a long time. So I know that doesn't happen that often either.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Burke has got the quarterback back and the running back back, and they had a big lineman, this kid Moore, and so those are the schools. And then, you know, Scotty Boyle at Lowell, I'm sure will have them playing at the best they can play at. He's a great coach. So, you know, the league is, our whole schedule is tough. But I think those kind of teams are kind of, well, they'll be a factor in the playoffs in some way, shape, or form, whatever the division they're in. You know, Tewksbury might, I bet you Tewksbury goes to the Super Bowl in Division Four.
Oh, that'll be nice.
I would predict they would. They unless, you know, injuries happen, things happen, but like the way they're constructed, I think they're going to be pretty good.
Yeah, 100%. And looking ahead, you know, what have you learned from the past couple of postseason trips? You know, because it's a shock tank in that Division One. You know, I feel like the Valley has such great representation. Pretty much a third or a quarter of the teams essentially our Valley teams in that Division One, you know, Central Andover, you guys. What's going to get these Valley teams over the Xaverians, this Preps, you know, because they always run into them at some point because they're just always going to be there. So what's that next level accomplishment that you guys are looking for?
Honestly, I've now that I've done this for a few years now, we've had some pretty good runs in the playoff. Home field advantage is a big and getting the points to get yourself that. Like last year, you know, when the season ended and you look at matchup, we lost to Needham and, you know, we were kind of looking at our season afterwards. It was literally like the difference of a tiny, if we had scored maybe one more touchdown, even in a game that we had lost, we probably would have gotten a second round home game and we probably would have made the Final Four based on the matchups. Because sometimes you get matched up to teams that just don't match up well against Needham last year. We were not a great run defense and Needham had a great running game.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, I think we would have probably played well against Xaverian last year, just the way the things match up. The matchups happen differently. But I mean, I think Andover found that last year. They when they beat Billerica, they jumped like several places in the point because Billerica had a ton of points and they went to like, they had two home games and they went to the Final Four. So I think that's one of the things that you got to look at, trying to really get that second home game.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you kind of bow to the rank. I mean, you win. Sometimes you just bow to the rankings. Who can figure out those algorithms and who does what?
You got to play good teams. And we do. That's one of the reasons why that the Merrimack Valley is set up the way we do. People are criticizing the three tier things. But one of the things is because it helps some playoff teams.
You know? Yeah. 100%. Well, Methuen AD and football coach, Tom Ryan, thanks so much for joining us again on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Here's a question. We're talking at 7:45 at night. Does your night continue? I'm sure it does. You got to be watching film or checking email, doing something.
Yeah. I have a whole litany of my emails full of things. I'll probably knock off a couple mindless things before I go to bed here. Save the real heavy thinking for the morning, but
but
it never stops. It really never does.
Yeah. Well, good luck, and glad to see Methuen is doing great in all areas in the fall season. So best of luck. We'll talk soon.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Coach. Have a good night. All right, bye now.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grill.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All right, Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, our interview is in the books. Let's go around the horn and talk football for our Merrimack Valley Football Report. Get you some scores. I know a lot of you know what's going on, but it's good to repeat and kind of get a sense of who's doing what. Central Catholic, number 25 ranked according to Max Preps. 21 to 14 winners over Franklin. Franklin just can't get a break against the Merrimack Valley. They lost to Drake, Methuen a couple years ago, Andover last year, now Central. They just can't do anything about it. So let's move on to Friday night, our first Friday night of football. You had Whittier exploding for 44 points in a non-leaguer down at Revere. They were down 28-22, and then they just, they were down, late in the third, in the second half, for sure. And they just rattled off like 20 straight points. I was watching that game on video. Whittier looked real good, solid defense, couple of key interceptions, just amazing all around. So Whittier holds its own, as we know. Lawrence was a loser to Lynn English in a non-league matchup with that Greater Boston League team, 28-14. Greater Lawrence Tech pulled out one over Wakefield. That's a big win, 29-22. Moving on down, seeing what's going on in the Valley. Well, not a lot of Valley teams play that night. Lincoln Sudbury, of course, we talked all about that one, loses to Methuen, the 19th ranked team, 42-14. Andover, tough luck loser across state lines, hosting Pinkerton there. Pinkerton 40-17. That's a statement, right? Beating a solid Division I semifinalist from last year, Andover, by 23 points. Pretty solid, Pinkerton. Congrats. What else we got? Who's Merrimack, by the way? Oh, Merrimack, New Hampshire. Okay. So they lost to Hingham 42-6 in another cross state game. Shawshing Valley, they had a great season last year. They had a 35-20 victory over Bedford, Bedford Bucks. And you're moving along here looking for some greater Merrimack Valley action. There's no such thing as a greater Merrimack Valley dog. You're just getting excited with the Greater Lawrence, aren't you? Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Let's move on to Saturday, see if there was any Valley games on Saturday. And I do think there was none. All right. So, yeah, mostly we're going to wait till this week to have a lot more Valley teams opening up. I know that Chelmsford actually got a win. They're not listed here, but they did get a win. So Chelmsford on the scoreboard there. Congrats to them. All right. Well, that's it for the Merrimack Valley. Hope you enjoy listening to us. We're a weekly show. Usually have one guest on each week and then break down some scores. Thanks for tuning in on MSONewsSports.com. Kelly Media runs the ship. I'm Don McCashel. We'll see you next week.